Welcome to another Worldwide Business Brokers podcast. I'm Bill Locato, and with me today is Joe Caffrey, president of Worldwide Business Brokers. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be back.
Joe, when business owners begin considering selling their business, they often want to know, is there anything they can do to get their business ready for sale? What do your brokers tell these owners?
Our brokers try to advise owners that if they spend a little time preparing their business for sale, they're very likely to get a higher valuation and therefore a higher sales price. Unfortunately, Bill, too few business owners address this issue in a timely manner because it takes time and planning.
But are there specific steps owners can take to make their business more attractive to buyers?
Well, there are, in fact, several ways to clean up a business so that the owners can receive the highest possible price when it comes time to sell. These approaches range from such mundane tasks as putting down new carpet and painting the joint to cleaning up the books and correctly allocate expenses. But one of the most significant ways is to accurately account for all sales revenue. This is likely to have the greatest impact on the business's valuation as well.
What do you mean by accurately account for all sales revenue?
Well, Bill, many small or mid-sized specialty manufacturing or retail businesses, such as restaurants, auto parts and service companies, florists and the like, realize a portion of their sales in cash. When our brokers meet with sellers of such businesses, it's not unusual for our brokers to hear about the cash that the owners took out of the business the previous year, specifically revenue that was not shown on the books. The owners, of course, mention this revenue because they now want to be paid for this cash when they sell their business. Well, it's extremely difficult to get paid for this phantom revenue. It's impossible to prove it exists, and therefore nearly impossible to justify the higher valuation such revenue would normally warrant. The business can certainly be valued based on this phantom revenue, but why would someone pay for something that can't be shown to exist? This is the fundamental question that business owners have to ask themselves.
Well, what can business owners do to capture the value of that revenue?
Well, Bill, the simplest and most obvious way is to declare it. In the year leading up to putting the business on the market, it would be wise to start accounting for all cash sales. Granted, some additional income tax may be due, but the increase in the value of the business will likely dwarf whatever additional taxes have to be paid. Think about it this way. Unless some calamity occurs requiring a quick sale at a fire sale price, most business owners begin to think about selling their business far in advance of putting it on the market. The time to start the cleanup process is when you're at least a year away from selling. One of the steps to take is to start showing on your P&Ls all revenue. Yes, some additional tax may be due, but let's look at a couple of examples to see how the numbers play out. Our first example is an auto parts and service business with 15 locations. The company reported sales of $6.3 million last year and a net profit of $750,000, roughly 12% of sales. Because a major component of any business's value is its net, $750,000 is where, in this case, the broker starts when he begins the valuation. However, in an early meeting with the five owners, the broker learns that they take out about $5,000 a week in cash, which suggests that the actual revenue and the actual net were both more than $250,000 higher than what they've been reporting, a big difference in the bottom line. While there may be many other variables in valuing a business, reporting all this revenue can add somewhere between $500,000 and $800,000 to the value of this business. Again, if the sellers claimed all that cash in the year before bringing the business to market, they would very likely have a greater tax liability for that year. In this case, assuming a 28% tax rate, the additional tax owed would be about $75,000. However, the business's value would be increased by nearly 10 times that amount. No small sum. In a second example, a smaller business, we have a restaurant with sales of $750,000. All of which was, based on the P&Ls and tax returns, credit card business. Now that statement may seem a little extreme, but given that the vast majority of restaurant revenues are credit card sales, we have seen instances where an owner pocketed all the cash that comes in. In this instance, the P&Ls and tax returns showed a taxable net of roughly $50,000 or 7% of sales. However, the owner stated that he relieved the till of, on average, about $1,500 in cash each week, suggesting that the actual net was over $100,000, or roughly 12% of revenue. By planning for a sale and showing all the revenue before bringing the business to market, the owner may have had an additional tax liability of about $20,000, again assuming 28% tax rate. However, showing all the cash would likely increase the value of his business by something north of $100,000.
Joe, based on what you've just described, owners that are considering selling but that fail to plan in this matter risk leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Do you see it often?
Unfortunately, Bill, given human nature, this happens far too often. As a general rule, our brokers don't take on such assignments because if the owner insists on being paid for revenue that can't be proven, we'll not be able to justify the valuation to the buyer, and we'll likely be spinning our wheels for months trying to sell what would, on the basis of the books, appear to be an overpriced business. However, I believe that most business owners, if they gave this issue any thought, would be willing to pay the relatively modest tax bill in order to reap the significant gain that should result. There are, of course, other ways to make a business more attractive to a buyer, and we can discuss them at a later date. But the bottom line is this. If a business owner wants the highest possible price for his or her business, make that business opportunity as compelling as possible to a buyer. A buyer is interested in how much money the business can earn, and he or she will pay the price that reflects the business's verifiable net. This is true if the business is a destination waterfront restaurant in New York, a 300-unit C-store chain in the Midwest, or a specialty metal fabricator in Mississauga, Canada. A broker with any worldwide business broker's office can help business owners with this and the myriad other issues that must be addressed when selling a business.
Joe, thanks for coming by to discuss this interesting aspect of selling a business. We look forward to your next visit. If you have any questions for Joe, go to Worldwide Business Brokers' website, worldwidebusinessbrokers.com, and click the Contact Us button. If you'd like to discuss selling or buying a business, send an email to info@worldwidebusinessbrokers.com to be connected to the Worldwide Business Brokers office nearest you. Until next time, I'm Bill Locato.